Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk, we hope. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I try always to be entertaining, Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about Offers Academy, other places that data works for you.
By the way, you are always entertaining. Yeah. You may not know that.
Oh, meaning you can laugh at me all the time?
Pretty much.
And everyone else
There's times
too.
We want, I hate to say that, it's funny, it's kind of a joke at the office because it happens. And I have to, sometimes I find myself clarifying, really, I'm laughing with you, I'm not laughing at you. But there are times that I am laughing at you. And as people laugh at me, as that should be that way.
Yeah.
So like right now, Stephen, I am laughing with you, I'm not laughing at you.
All right, well, give it a minute.
Okay, yeah. That's true. I might.
Before we take a question, before we actually get into the topic, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Again, I'm still laughing with you. I could have laughed at you right there, but I didn't.
Why? Because I can't read?
Pretty much. But I didn't laugh at you. I'm laughing with you. Marcus asks, I'm researching estate for my mailer and came across an article about projected population changes from now until 2050. Wow, that's a long ways out.
Is it?
Are we still going to be here then?
It's 20 years from now.
Boy, 30 years from now. That's a long time.
Oh, it's 30 years from
now.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Not maybe
sure.
One of us will be.
It's probably the one that's going to be laughing all the time, not the one that's all stressed out, right? And that changes a lot between us.
Jill, who do you think's going to go, you or me first?
I'm not sure.
Statistically, you're supposed to outlive me.
So here's what I think. I don't even want to talk about this because I have a theory, but I don't want to say it.
Yeah, I want to hear the theory.
All right. I think this is totally off topic.
I'm an angry person.
No, I think that if you pass before me, it'll be because of a health-related issue.
Yeah.
And if I pass before you, it's because of a daredevil-related issue. That's what I think.
Did you just come up with that now?
I totally just came up with that. You would have been, she shouldn't have done that. And yeah. Have I almost rolled off-road vehicles? Yes. Have I been known to get on a snowmobile and, you know, punch it? Yeah. That's my downfall. It's something about me with an engine under me. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, whether... I'm pretty good with a car because, especially where we live, you can't be a daredevil. But if I'm on a track...
Completely disagree.
Oh.
I've seen you go 120 on the 405.
Well, that's because there's nobody around. Just kidding. Anyway, so that was our little off topic.
Hold on a second. I really want to explore this a little more.
Oh.
Both of us are ridiculously healthy, knock on wood.
True.
So, and the life expectancy, I think, in this country is like 68 or 70.
What?
Isn't it?
No.
What's the life expectancy?
I should think it's supposed to be, shouldn't it be longer than that?
I mean, average.
I thought the average is like.
In that average is the people who weigh 380 pounds.
75, 80.
All right.
I think 75.
Cover for me.
All right. Do you want me to keep reading the question?
Read the question.
Actually, kind of ties in because the question continues that if a county is losing people, both now and in the long term, would that be a good indicator that properties can be bought cheaper than those that are seeing an increase? And if so, would the decline in population make the sale of those properties more difficult? The counties would become secluded, which I can see as a benefit to those wanting to go away from the city life. So our crazy discussion about life expectancy kind of ties into the topic.
It doesn't have anything to do with real estate at all. Land, houses it might.
Yeah.
Houses it does for sure.
Wow.
But a declining. So here is the life expectancy.
Yeah, you are right. It's 70.5 years. That's worldwide.
Okay, let's look at American.
And then...
in our country.
Here we go. And then our country...
Oh, if you make it to 65, this is from the Social Security Administration. A man reaching age 65 today can expect to live until 85, almost 85. And same thing with the woman, 86, 87 with the woman. Women live 2 years longer than men.
One in four of 65-year-olds will live past 90. And when will it pass 95? Speaking of, like,
so if you make
John
it to,
McKay's mom's still around. She's like 109.
So if you make it to 65, that's the whole key. And then the single number one contributor to increasing your life expectancy is, drum roll, what do you think?
Stress.
It's weight.
Heart.
Weight.
Well, doesn't weight and stress and heart on your body? I thought it was all stress. I think stress. Should we look that up?
You know what's funny? I'm usually the one complicating
things.
I'm
just kidding.
I'm usually the one, like, really digging into it and figuring it out. You just want to make this complicated. If you weigh too much, you're going to die faster. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
And women have told me.
Well, it's stress on your heart. Isn't it the same thing? I always thought it was flat out stress.
Here's the thing I learned recently about this. Even if you're 5 pounds overweight,
that's hard.
That's a big problem.
That's true. Yeah.
So you have to look up the height weight ratio. The government has
the BMI.
Height weight ratio. It's not even age specific. It's staggering what we should weigh.
Right. That's true.
It's very little.
Let's talk about off topic. So back to the question. I already
does
forgot.
Does it matter? Does
population
a declining population county
right.
matter when buying and selling rural vacant land? No. When buying and selling urban infill lots, it matters a lot because you're going to sell it to a home builder, chances are, or somebody who wants is going to hire a contractor to build a house, theoretically.
Right.
That
and
matters
they need a buyer.
And then with SFRs for House Academy, it seriously matters. You don't with infill lots, and it's impossible to explain unless you actually watch Land Academy 2.0 or House Academy itself, because the data tells you all this. Right. You plug in the 9 zip codes that are in a county or in an area that you think about, like let's say Dallas or something. There are 9 or 19 zip codes, and the one rises to the top where you should be buying property.
Right.
So I don't ever even look at population growth ever. It doesn't matter. What matters is what's how fast and what is selling.
Especially not that far out. I'm not thinking about 2050.
It's a good question, though.
Right.
A really good, concise question.
Right.
Today's topic, finally.
We have one.
Offers Academy. Other places that this concept of data and sending out unsolicited offers can work for you. This, finally, is the meat of the show.
Fine.
Here's an example. What's database-driven out there? Well, the DMV's got a massive database of who owns what car. If you have a aircraft...
Want to rattle off the list? Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Oh, that was it? Okay, there you go.
Aircraft,
boats.
Anything you have to register.
Motorcycles.
What else?
What else? Jewelry? If you insure it, I don't know if you would ever get into
jewelers?
That.
No.
No.
People who are having babies. There's a beautiful
That's true. The hospital records. Know who, right?
Not HIPAA-based hospital records, but it's real easy to find. If you dig around, people in this group are crazy like me.
Don't try to crack the HIPAA rules.
Yeah.
Get a nurse on the inside track. Then that's what you need. Just kidding.
I bought a desk from a medical doctor on Craigslist. I had no idea this guy was a doctor. He had the desk that I wanted.
Right.
Like just a glass desk. So Jill and I show up. This is like 2 or 3 years ago. And I go in and this guy's a doctor. He's a, I don't know what he was. He had a very specific specialization.
Right.
So this guy gets this bright idea that he should have a show like this and get subscribers on the internet for people who have a very specific type of pancreatic cancer or some very specific thing.
Right.
So he starts an online support group and he provides all this content and he knocked it out of the park.
Right.
So that, you know, a doctor probably has access to, I'm not sure, might have access to diagnosis records in a specific area. You know, whether it's ethical or even legal to contact
Reach
people
out.
Like that, you know, for profit, I'm not sure. But my point is, when you really start to think about what databases are out there,
it's spooky.
It's crazy.
Then, Google yourself if you haven't in a while. That's
when
a
you start
spooky.
Thinking about sending people letters. Let's say we have an old Toyota 4Runner in the every single one on the road, it's a manufacturer's flaw. The headlights get all, they get corroded after a while. You have to replace them or clean them, or you're better off replacing them. So what if you get a database of all the people who own from X year to Y year, Forerunners, because you know the license, and we send them a letter and say we clean or replace, you know, you're going to get 25-30% response.
Right.
That's what Offers Academy is, by the way. We got the .com a long time ago. And we will do a program called Offers Academy.
There's so many other ways you can use this. Remember the guy that had the roofing company? It was brilliant. He was doing land, but he also had his day job
was a
roofing company. And he realized, he's like, hey, this is the greatest thing on the planet. We just had a hailstorm. It was summer in Texas. And I was able to send all these people letters with coupons for roof repair because I know they just had a hailstorm. I know they're going to need this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's brilliant. That's what he used some of our data for. I'm like, there's nothing wrong with that. It's totally legal.
It's very easy and inexpensive to get the Coast Guard database
boat
for boats.
Exactly.
Boat ownership records is incredibly inexpensive and easy.
Right.
And believe me, anybody who has a boat, they don't know it, but it is for sale. The response rate to a boat mailer is staggering.
It's true. Yeah,
come,
hold on to your hat.
Come and get the boat.
Yeah, please.
Is what the response they're going to get. In fact, thanks for offering me $1,000. I don't need it.
Exactly.
I just want this
I'm
going to
throw you the keys.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Offers Academy rocks. I can't wait to actually do the problem, but do the problem. There's a Freudian slip. Do the program. House Academy's killing me right now.
That's awesome.
I'm in the middle of filming. It's
program just, problem.
It's hard to do these programs.
It's a problem program.
They're like 10 hours.
I know.
Well, by the time you're done, the program's 10 hours and you got to be in front of the camera.
I know.
Oh, okay.
You do such
That's
a good job.
Rant.
You're doing a great job, and thank you. We appreciate that.
Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
No one has complained. Not to this date. No one has complained about the quality of education. They complain. No. All of our customers complain about everything else. But they don't, for some reason, say, you know what? This education sucks.
They don't.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss the three ways to value real estate.
And we answer your questions, should you have one, posted on our free online community, and you can find it at landinvestors.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
That was funny.
I don't have any idea. What's funny, you know, is my dad survived my mother, and your mother survived your father.
I know.
What about your grandparents? Do you remember who survived too?
My grandmother on all the grandmothers survived the grandfathers.
Me too. Same
and way. I have one grandmother who survived three husbands. Seriously.
Wow, she killed three
men. She
did,
three of them. And passed at 73, I think it was. Yeah, so.
How about aunts and uncles and stuff?
Well, uncles. I have uncles that are not around. That's
men
it.
Die.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
I have
why.
One uncle. I'm trying to think. One
you know,
uncle,
historically,
my dad.
It's because of risky behavior.
Like my dad's family, there's four. It's two boys, two girls. The boys are gone. They've passed on. And then my mom's side, it's only two girls. They're still here. Oh, and they'll be here for a while. Whether I like
know,
it or not.
Great thinking about recently.
Just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Everybody, you know, I grew up in Detroit, and everybody dies young there.
Really?
And it's all from diseases and stuff.
Well,
and
there's a whole
here,
big thing about Detroit
lives,
right now.
Everybody lives forever out here.
There's a whole big thing on Detroit on the news I just saw about the water there, and the public school systems are telling everybody, please don't drink the water. They're like shutting it down. So the kids in school in Detroit don't have any drinking water. I'm like, oh no, this is not good.
That's awful.
Yeah, I agree. It's awful.
You know, I hate to be Captain Obvious here, but it's a free country, you know.
You can move.
If you live in Detroit, you can just start walking south or
west.
You
might find a better job or find a job.
Or happiness.
Exactly.
I was thinking about this recently. Until we moved where we live now, there are so many people that are happy. They have great marriages. Their kids are doing great. They're all going to college. They have good jobs. They're starting to have grandchildren. They make a lot of money on their primary residence.
Right.
And they eat well and laugh and have a beer. And I've just never lived in a place where I didn't even know that was like, I just thought everybody was upset all the time.
Got it.
And unhappy.
I understand. That's not the case. I hope you don't feel that way.
Maybe we're both dead already and this is heaven.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
No, we wouldn't have to do this show then.
No, I like this show. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening or wherever you're watching. Maybe you're seeing us on YouTube right now. And please, while you're there, rate us. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.